Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just like to say, as it's the first time the UK is taking the floor, I'd like to thank you and your team and the ISU for all the efforts you have made to enable this group to come to a positive conclusion, particularly in arranging the recent informal sessions. Thank you for forwarding us the draft report. The UK believes that the current draft represents a good basis for discussion and provides a good representation of the positive and constructive discussions that we have had so far in this session. As has been demonstrated, there is much convergence within this group, and the UK was pleased to join 50 other states in the joint statement made earlier by our distinguished colleagues from Germany and the Philippines. But some divergence still exists, and the report that we agree must convert those commonalities into progressive outcomes and recommendations, but also acknowledge those divergences that exist and direct further work to focus on those issues. But Mr. Chair, please be assured of the UK's delegation's full commitment to achieving this. So, in line with the agenda, I'd like to move on to specific comments on paragraphs 16 to 20 of section 3 of the draft report. Regarding paragraph 18, we strongly agree with the need to take a technology agnostic approach. As we have already said in the GGE, AI is a functionality rather than a weapon system in itself. AI-enabled autonomy is neither a particular type of weapon, nor is it a particular type of effect. International humanitarian law regulates the conduct of hostilities, the manner of use of a weapon, and its effect. It provides a robust framework to regulate armed conflict and the use of weapon systems precisely because it is technology agnostic. Moving on to paragraph 20. Again, the UK is in agreement with this paragraph and its focus on international humanitarian law. As we've said before, IHL constrains states in respect of their development and procurement of weapons, methods and means of warfare, and that includes those with advanced technologies. Thank you, Mr. Chair.